This morning we're continuing our series on the connections between art and science. Kendall Buster has always felt those connections. As a postmaster's daughter growing up in rural Alabama, she delighted in nature. In college, she studied microbiology. She's a sculptor now, and much of her work looks like organisms that you might see under a microscope, but blown to colossal size. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited some of Kendall Buster's sculptures.
On a patch of grass outside the Krieger Museum in Washington, D.C., a giant green bubble has alighted by a grove of trees. It's a sculpture by Kendall Buster. It's emerald, iridescent, and composed of chambers big enough to crawl inside.
We have to duck down, so we're going to duck down here a little bit. Let's see.
That's Kendall Buster. She's a compact person, only 5'1". Inside her humongous sculpture, she seems even littler. The sculpture is called Garden Snare.
The chamber sort of curves up, goes all the way up to probably about 9.5 feet above our head. As we look up, we can see the trees, the light, and the leaves.
We're enclosed in a skeleton of curvilinear steel rods. The sculpture's skin is heavy greenhouse netting. Depending on the sunshine, it's darkly opaque, or as clear as green glass.
The walls become ceiling and then go back to being wall again. There is a tenuous membrane from the interior to the exterior.
Kendall Buster says in that way, Garden Snare intends to evoke a living, dividing cell.
My imagination sees this piece as breathing. My imagination sees this piece as being something that could split again.
So what you've done is you've blurred the line between the microbiological landscape and the actual landscape.
I think that's been a recurrent theme in all of the work, is that I think of these as objects that have swollen to the point that I can now enter them. Or, on the other hand, maybe these pieces bring to a viewer a sense of going to a place that you couldn't normally go.
Kendall Buster's imagination was gripped as a child by a science fiction film called Fantastic Voyage. In it, a team of miniaturized scientists venture via submarine to the deep interior of the human body.
We stand in the middle of infinity between outer and inner space, and there's no limit to either.
I never imagined it could be anything like this.
I always thought it was nothing but red.
Only to the naked eye.
There was this wonderful sense of space, and the blood vessels were like wonderful tunnels, and the cells were enormous.
Kendall Buster found a way to enter that fantastic space. She says she felt like Alice in Wonderland. The eyepiece of a microscope was her rabbit hole. She studied microbiology in college, and she was enthralled by the flat, round forms of red blood cells.
I realized that they were actually little discs. The term is biconcave disc. Isn't that a beautiful term? I love that. I mean, how much more sculptural can you get to just think about a biconcave disc? What a lovely form. And why is it that form? It's that form because that is the form that best serves its purpose. That is sculpture, is it not?
After college, Kendall Buster worked as a lab technician in a hospital. Most of her waking hours were spent poring over medical slides under a microscope.
There's a point where you almost feel like you're in that space, particularly when you're doing a lot of work over a period of time. At least for me, you kind of lose consciousness of the apparatus, and you really start to, it almost becomes second nature the way you're moving the slide around. You're actually moving through a landscape.
At night, at home, Buster made drawings of those landscapes of cells, tissues, and stains.
You see fungal forms that are just quite fascinating because there's a kind of form that is repeated when you see a field of these little things. Think about just common budding yeast, which isn't a very nice thing to have as an infection, but they're quite beautiful when you look under the microscope.
Buster wanted to give substance to that beauty. She went to art school, where her drawings bloomed into sculptures. Kendall Buster says her fellow students were perplexed by what they saw as a switch from science to art.
Boy, it's interesting that you put on another hat, or this is another side of you, or goodness gracious, don't you feel like you have this split personality?
Actually, Kendall Buster sees herself as both artist and scientist, and she isn't sure where one begins and the other ends. She worked in a lab as recently as 3 years ago, and she stays current with scientific literature. Eric Keel directs education at the Krieger Museum. He says Buster asks a fundamental scientific question in every single one of her sculptures.
What is space? She not only asks this question, she also invites us to experience new kinds of spaces.
That's what's happening at a convention center in downtown Washington, where one of Kendall Buster's sculptures floats from the ceiling. It's a collection of pearly white ellipsoids that seem to belong partly to the world of aerospace engineering and to the soft, organic world of tissue. They could be blimps. They could be lymph nodes. The piece is called Parabiosis. It challenges the descriptive skills of conventioneers from around the world.
It's like a spaceship, a beautiful spaceship.
Maybe some kind of airplane.
Like a clouds in the sky and like a fantasy.
It looks like mushroom.
Or some kind of insect.
Viewers can peer up inside the sculpture from the ground or gaze over it from a walkway. Buster likes people to do both.
From above, the piece to me looks like a budding organism or an unruly colony of like organisms. From below, it's almost like it's sliced at a horizontal line, which allows us to look up into it and look inside. And so it's almost as if you've dissected the form so that you can reveal the interior spaces.
The overlap of art and science for Kendall Buster is also reflected in the way she works. Buster teaches sculpture at Virginia Commonwealth University. There, she tells her students to research, to think of their studios as labs.
We use the word experiment. There's trials and errors. There's a hypothesis. Do you try that out? It works, it doesn't work. Indeed, I think that it'd be a rare scientist who would not admit that there are happy accidents, that you think A is going to happen and B happens.
Kendall Buster says scientists and artists share a commitment to stretching the limits of how we see and what we know. Both art and science require a command of reality and imagination. All that separates them is a permeable membrane. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
And all that separates you from the art is your computer. Photos of some of Kendall Buster's sculptures and a clip from the movie that inspired her are at npr.org.